Well, this is part two of that message, the cross, the crook, and the crown. The cross, we heard of in Psalm 22. What was Jesus' cross? It was to do the will of God. Not only to do, but to be willing to do the will of God. What is our cross? That we have the same attitude as Christ, wherein he said, "Not my will, but your will be done." The 22nd Psalm ends and it says, "A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. A seed shall be given to each and every generation of the Lord. And what will they do? They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that God has done this." And David moves immediately into the 23rd Psalm, and the King James says, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Hebrew is Jehovah Rohi, and it's a participle. It describes not only a shepherd, but one shepherding. He's described in the 22nd Psalm, not only Christ, but those whom Jesus has chosen out of the world. And therefore the world hates him. It's not a yellow brick road that we're traveling in this world. It's a tough trip. But the response to our cross, the response to of Jesus to his cross is, "Thy will be done." And David says, The Lord shepherding me. I shall not want. When we understand the Lord is shepherding us, we do have a peace. And we can say with David, because the Lord is shepherding us, I have everything. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. There is in this journey of faith, a time of just stopping and spending time with God and His Word. And it is a place of still waters and green pastures as we contemplate and grab hold of the truth, not only that the Lord is our shepherd, but He's shepherding us. Here's that contemplation. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. It doesn't say, oh, He recognizes my righteousness, therefore He's my shepherd. No, He leads us in the paths of righteousness. We're moving towards righteousness. And God is doing it, as the psalmist says, for His namesake. That is, to His glory. Looking back at the 22nd Psalm, he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me, and Your rod and Your staff, they do comfort me. The rod, it's for correction. Not for killing, but for correction. And the staff, well, it's for support. Support of every kind. That on which we can lean, that on which we have, by the leaning, every expectation that it will support us. and thy rod and thy staff, they do comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Who's mine enemies? Those that hate us. Who are those that hate us? Those that hated Jesus. Those that hated him that sent Jesus. If we go back in the 24th verse of the 15th chapter of John, it says, if I had not done among them the works which none other man did, no other man ever did, they had not sinned. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. Because God and Jesus Christ stepped out of the invisible world. Because John earlier declared that no man has seen God, but Christ put him on display. Men may have wondered at the words, have wondered at their origins, even though his word declared it from the beginning. But never having seen God, they could still wonder and attempt to explain things other than the word. But now Christ, who came and did things that no other man had ever done and put God on display, now they saw they had a master and they didn't like it. And now, having rejected the Lord of glory, they had sinned and they hated both Jesus speaking, me and my Father, and we as his chosen, which he told us earlier, we also, therefore, are hated by the world. But in the midst of our enemies, the psalmist says, you prepared a table before me. And you anoint my head with oil. The oil is the Spirit of God, is representative of, or is a symbol of, the Spirit of God. You anoint my head. We can, we do, because of God, because of the choosing of God, we do have one alongside his Spirit. He has anointed us with his Spirit. And he says, my cup runneth over. In response to all this hatred of the world, we But the understanding the Lord is shepherding us, and that understanding comes from the anointing of God, that gifting of God to us of His Holy Spirit. He says, my cup runneth over. And declares, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Wow. Most of us, including me, we would have preferred to have David say, surely goodness and mercy shall go before me all the days of my life. Because then everything would be great. But the fact is, in this life, not everything is great. But having the anointing of the Spirit, we can take that respite. We can give our attention to God with the understanding He is shepherding us. And therefore, whatever comes our way, there will be a time that each of us will be able to say, like David, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. All the days of my life. I hope I'm communicating this effectively to you all. I hope you're hearing it effectively. And having walked through the valley of the shadow of death, having a table prepared in the midst of mine enemies, in the midst of this life, he concludes and he says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And David moves to the 24th Psalm and he says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It's all God's. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? David just said, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ah, and here's a verse that gives impetus to the church, that gives impetus to that message of, you know, clean your act up, because David says, or who shall stand in the holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. That's not a description of any man or woman whom I've ever met, or of whom history records, save Jesus Christ. who shall stand in his holy place? He shall receive the blessings, the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. The clean hands and the pure heart. The clean hands, we are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The poor heart, the promise in Ezekiel 36 that God will give us a new heart. The promise of the understanding of the power of the gospel as delivered by the Apostle Paul, who says we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And the righteousness that God is talking about is that which he gives to us in response to our exercising the gift of faith that he also gives to his chosen ones. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek your face, O Jacob. The marginal note says, O God of Jacob, Selah. Think of that. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. There is a passage which in the Old Testament, which God speaking says, this is not your battle, but mine. When we are confronted in this world by those that hated us without a cause. Not without a cause. The hatred is because Jesus chose us out from among the world. And a battle is engaged. But we are to be mindful, the Lord is mighty in battle, and he says, it's not your battle, but mine. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. And I'm not quoting it exactly, so forgive me. But it goes on to say, he that openeth, I shall come in and dwell with him. And David closes this 24th Psalm, and he says, who is this King of Glory? And he gives the answer, the Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory. He is the one that wears the crown. He is the one who exercises his shepherd's staff, his crook. That's not the thief or the con man. That's the instrument of the shepherd. He is the one who wears the crown. But there are other crowns. The Apostle Paul tells us I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. We would say, I am keeping the faith. And like Paul, we can say, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the 24th Psalm tells us, where it comes from, it comes from the Lord. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me. We're not home yet, folks. We travel through valleys of weeping. Blessed is the man whose strength is in the Lord, and in whose heart are the ways of the Lord, not described by men, but revealed through his word. I hope this message has or is encouraging you, because it is encouraging me, and that's the God School for today.